This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back live from our downstairs live studios, where you guys can stop by if you're in and around the Nats Park area right now to watch Chris Russell get his head shaved. Now, we have turned this into a success story for everybody.
This is here.
This is also for charity. Russell decided that he would, he was a hero, remember? He decided he would follow through on his bet. So he became a heroic figure in that moment. But he did say that he would allow listeners, if they wanted to come take the clippers or the scissors to his head for $25 to one of the charities of his choice. So without further ado, Russell, and before we get anything going, I want you to tell everyone how they can make a donation. A couple people hit us up that couldn't make it down here today that said they found what you were doing admirable. They wanted to donate to the causes. So what are the charities you've chosen, and how can they do that?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And first of all, good afternoon, guys. This is a big day in my life. I've never been more humiliated or about to be more humiliated.
You give it a minute.
And I've done some crazy things. So you can donate to either one of two charities, either JDRF for type 1 diabetes, which, of course, my daughter has been dealing with since she was 9. So just, you know, look up JDRF, either the Capital Chapter, which serves the Mid-Atlantic, you know, the Washington, D.C., Mid-Atlantic area. They do some tremendous work. Or JDRF National to help cure type 1 diabetes, or the Global Down Syndrome Foundation. Or again, if you want to directly, the Northern Virginia Down Syndrome Association is again a smaller branch of Down Syndrome Outreach and Support, which is in honor of my son, who of course has Down Syndrome. So any one of those is good. I'm happy with any one of those worthwhile causes getting some funds.
And good for you, and I think good for we've already had donations come in,
yeah,
and I know
which I appreciate.
Listeners here ready to do this that have donated, so that's very, very cool.
Oh,
Danny
God,
and I will do the same.
I did that this afternoon. It was very easy. I just Googled JDRF, and there's a donation button right there. I gave my $25, and I am ready to take a pass.
Couple
of course,
people we've
wait,
really
I gotta say something. Of course, this is the day that landfill decides to show up before 1:45 for his 2 o'clock shift.
He wasn't gonna miss this. He's going to get a little pass with those clippers.
I mean, please give me a break.
Well, in
of
fairness,
all things,
you normally get here 4 hours before your shows, and today you walked in at 12:01, and you had us a little nervous.
I was so tempted to just bail out. I was trying to come up with something in my mind that would that would get me out of this. I was thinking about driving off the Key Bridge, but I just didn't do it.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you didn't drive off the Key
Bridge. Doesn't seem like it even trade to me.
No.
Haircut for charity or take the car off the Key Bridge.
It's probably not a good trade.
You probably just get the haircut.
Two thank yous. First, we got to thank Roosters Grooming Lounge in Arlington. We've got Charles here from Roosters, who's actually at the end of this charade when we make you look as awful as possible.
Charade.
And we take as many pictures as possible.
Why would you want to do that to me?
Well, because it's part of the fun. You're going to actually clean him up and make him look presentable for public, I suppose? Is that the plan?
No.
Oh, no.
Amazing.
Charles!
Good. Now, what color hair dyes did you bring today to really let us have some fun?
Well, we have a little bit of red, yellow. There's a little bit of green for the holidays.
The green's
oh,
the one
green.
I want to see that.
Very nice. Maybe we'll get you a little shave. You're going to look
don't
good
look
when
at
you
me.
Leave here.
They did this to you.
No,
Charles,
you
did this to you.
No,
you did this.
You didn't have to agree to this.
It's my job.
He's just,
no.
His boss told him to come. It's not his fault, but thanks to Roosters and tell people how they can get the Chris Russell treatment.
Roosters Men's Grooming Service is located at 554 12th Street in Arlington. Gives men a customized experience with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Hairstylists and barbers are skilled in classic hair cutting and styling techniques, but with an eye for current modern men's hair trends. To give you that 21st century look you want, go to roostersmgc.com and book a Roosters Club cut, which includes a personal consultation, precision haircut with shampoo, massage, and hot towel treatment, finishes with a style a brush of powder at the neck, and a splash of aftershave. That's roostersmgc.com.
Doesn't that sound good, Rainey? Sounds like a
very
good
pleasant.
Time for you.
Sounds wonderful. I love Roosters.
I love the experience.
You're getting pampered.
I think we should all go together. Instead of cutting my hair today, I think we should all go for a nice groom.
So let's go back to the beginning. Chris Russell's on the show.
I think he has a good point. That'll be good.
We'll go, but yeah. First he's got to pay the piper here.
All right.
It's May.
I've been paying the piper my whole life.
We're talking about the Redskins, and you decide for some reason, looking at this awful roster and an operation.
I can see it. I can see this roster doing it.
It's very rarely successful.
Yes.
You decide. For no, it's not really a bet. People always say, oh, Russell lost the bet.
It was kind of a bet.
A bet means if you lose, we have to do something.
You did have to do something. You two dummies didn't remember what you had to do. You had to eat eggplant all show, and you had to eat pie, the two things that you guys hate.
I don't remember. I'd forgotten about that.
I don't know if that's actually true. Normally what you do
is true.
You just establish challenges where I'll do this.
Well, the 2017 challenge in honor of Kirk Cousins and the Redskins winning 7 games, or I would have had to walk from here to Redskins Park waving a team flag in the middle of January.
Which, that by the way, I think our boss would have stepped in because you might have died.
That's a safety issue.
Would you have actually let him do that one? Slacks. You would
He's not even paying attention.
No, but I don't think that would have been allowed. This is more permittable, I believe.
This is. CK, we're talking to you. Would you have allowed me to do the stupid bet in 2017 that I did, that I luckily got out of?
No one allows you to do anything. You just say stupid stuff. No one made you do this. Or
I understand that.
About this,
I get
about
that.
It.
Would you have allowed it because it was a safety hazard and I'm one of your cherished and most loyal employees?
It's like a 26-mile walk.
Yes, unfortunately, I would have had to plan the whole thing out for you, plan your route, set up the safety.
I know, this is so tough trying to get Paisanos and Roosters here.
Well, this is a couple of microphones. You did this yourself. You tried to do it 2 years ago. You did it 5 years ago at 980.
No, what you keep doing it. Okay, what it's called is trying to do entertaining radio, boss.
Somehow other people do entertaining radio without sitting in that chair getting
their
haircut.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
I'm retiring officially, just like
I
want my buddy Bruce to do in a couple of weeks.
I don't believe it.
So, before we cut your hair, I want everyone to know.
You mean mutilate my hair?
Mutilate your hair.
That's right.
The whole idea for Chris Russell was that the Redskins just had to win 7 games. They might not win more than 3.
Mm. They got a chance at 6, but once they're mathematically eliminated, we knew it was coming. I'd forgotten about that eggplant and pie situation. So good on you, Russell, for remembering that part. Good on our buddy.
Oh, I remembered everything.
Good on our buddy Guy Loren on Twitter for remembering that Russell had this, and it was added so much.
That's right. We'd kind of forgotten.
It added so much intrigue to the final weeks of a lost season.
Guy Loren, you suck.
So we're going to cut the hair in a moment. Charles, I got a couple questions before we do, if you don't mind. First things first, if we want it to look as bad as possible for a couple of photos, give us a couple of pointers, a couple of tips. First person to come up, should we just take the scissors to a certain specific spot, cut as much as possible, go right down the middle of his head with the clippers? What would you suggest?
Well, I would go for the this is a technique that I call feel what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you just close your eyes.
Yep.
You just close your eyes and just feel where you want to cut and just cut.
So you're saying scissors first, anywhere you want, just blind.
Just don't cut your own finger.
Okay.
So that's you important. Can do scissors first or you can do the clipper first. Either one, but close your eyes and just really feel what you want to
reach
do.
Out with a force.
All right. So we've got plenty of cameras here. We're going to get good photos. We'll post them on our timelines and at thefandc.com. In a few moments, we will be cutting Chris Russell's hair. Now, you've run this by all the people in your life so that they know when they see you next and you're bald. This is not going to be a surprise, correct?
Yeah, I mean, my kids are going to be in for a pretty big shock today because I think I told them when I had to do this, but I don't think they know it's today, so they're going to be pretty freaked out.
Surprise, kids.
Do you have a hat to wear?
I do. I have a hat upstairs. I was trying to get here on time, so I forgot it upstairs.
Now, you did say hat right after the fact.
It's a bad idea. I'm telling you, all the grease and the different things from touching it, you'll break out in hives and acne if you put
a
hat on.
Is this true?
You got to let it breathe. I'm telling you.
Is this true?
He's asking Charles.
Oh, is that true?
It's
No.
Charles. You're just trying to worry him a little bit. All right, so we're gonna get a lineup like a batting order. One by one, we will take snips at Chris Russell's hair live next on Grant and Danny, right here on 106.7 The Fan. First time, long time. The Rooster has to pay off a bet or a challenge, whichever you prefer. Rooster's Grooming Lounge doing the honors on the back end to clean it all up. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. You can tell people are nicer than us because there are some people here that are just going to watch and not actually going to cut or clip Russell's hair.
I get it, but I'm telling you, I wouldn't pass up the chance. That's me.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on 106.7 The Fan. It is almost that time. So Joshua from Upper Marlboro is going to come up. He's going to get the first crack. What we're going to do with our batting order here is we're going to take some scissors to Russell's head initially, and then we'll come through after the fact with clippers.
Right.
Lunch is provided for our listeners and everyone hanging out, by the way, thanks to our friends at Paisanos.
Special thanks to our friends at Paisanos, Temple Hills, Rhode Island Avenue, and Wisconsin Avenue locations. Now for the holidays, take 20% off any catering order over $250 and get half off brownie cookies on all holiday orders. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com.
So Charles the Barber from Roosters, they've got locations in Arlington and out in Herndon as well. So here's the question. So Joshua's going to get the first snip here. You were giving us some tips during the break, but your point is his hair is too short. And I'll tell you why. It's because he got a preemptive haircut a couple weeks ago, which is infuriating.
So.
Believe that? He went and got his haircut very short. Now, luckily, the Redskins somehow inexplicably won two straight games, or else this really would have been bad. But it's grown up a little bit. So what would you tell our guy here, Joshua, about what he needs to do?
Just let the spirit lead you.
There you go.
All right, so you're using the comb just to pull up the hair?
Yes.
All right, go for it. Couple of snips.
For JDRF,
nice.
By the way, in case I can come back for three more, but if not, that's perfectly fine.
I appreciate that.
My wife, who's waiting on an order number from Amazon for me right now and thinks I need to stop doing this and go back to what I was doing before.
Shout out to her. We're glad that you came
Very
down.
Nice.
And shout out to my employees who also think this is absurd and want me to come back to work. Okay.
I agree. It is absurd.
It's great.
All right, without further ado, let's give my man some scissors. Let's get our first couple of clips. All right. Here, first couple of passes. At Chris Russell. He's going right to the front of the head.
Right in the front. Yep.
Right? Okay.
Just don't hurt me, please. Okay.
That is a couple passes directly in the front of Chris Russell's hair with the scissors.
One last one.
Right in the front.
Crease right in front of Chris Russell's hair.
I'm saving this lock, by the way, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Russell, I believe, will be one of the only sportscasters in the Football Hall of Fame when he actually gets punched out by a Redskins coach at some point at a press conference. And when that happens, I want to say I knew you win, and I have a lock of Russell hair.
There's a beautiful chunk missing.
Joshua, great start. So can we post this photo? Someone grab this and get this on the website. So we've got right now, right in the front of Chris Russell's head, there's just a nice, good gap, Danny, is what I would call it.
That's right.
Right, and there was not even a comb. He just got right up on his head with the scissors, so that's a good start. So Joshua gets his photo.
So now Russell sees it, and he doesn't like it.
All right, so Darren, you're up next. Let's bring Darren Snyder over, longtime writer in town who spent some time in the press boxes with us. Now, you've worked alongside brothers in arms, elbow to elbow with Russell, and you had to come and get a shot at Chris Russell. What does that say?
Well, I was in the neighborhood, and I heard on the show that this was happening. And also, Chris and my brother-in-law, they met at something with a Down syndrome event, and you spoke to my brother-in-law and his wife. They have my nephew. He has Down syndrome, and they were talking about what a nice guy you are. So my donation is going to the Down syndrome society, whatever.
Yeah, we'll get the exact.
Excellent.
And now you're going to cut his hair.
And now you get to cut his hair.
That was very nice, Darren, and now butcher his hair.
By the way, it's either the Global Down Syndrome Foundation, which is national, or the Down Syndrome Association of Northern Virginia.
All right, so first we're doing scissors, and then you get the clippers. So let's get a couple of snips here. What's your game plan? Are you just going to follow the path here?
Well, all the hitters, we had a meeting with the coach, and we're looking for specific pitches, and we have a plan.
So we have a plan.
And you should see the plan materialize after a while.
Okay, so there is a game plan, we're being told. That's frightening for Russell.
Is this going to go like the first 15, like the Redskins' first 15 goes? Which
run
means,
the dang ball.
Which means we're down 14 to nothing?
He wants you to lean down a little bit. He needs you to lean toward him. He's going to come up
ahead,
on the
Darren.
Stage.
Yep.
So, Danny, give me a little play-by-play. You've got a better angle than
right
I do.
Next to the spot Josh cut. Here goes Darren, and now it's a bigger chunk out of the front. Oh, it's glorious.
So what they're doing is they're
It's so awful. It's so bad.
I just started feeling bad. It's I haven't so felt bad at any point until right now. My heart just dropped below the belt.
This is tough.
Now I feel terrible.
Because when you get past the first layer of like kind of the troposphere up top of the rainforest,
right.
the foliage starts to thin out a little bit.
Also, just now you started feeling
and
bad?
And it just hit me how bald you're going to be when
just
this all
now?
Ends.
Yeah,
this
just
is,
now?
This was the moment. Yeah. Oh, we got a W? This looks like a little Nats up.
A little bit, yeah.
For all you Nats fans that think I'm too hard on your team.
Yeah, well, now you're celebrating and repping the World Series. No Anthony Rendon.
Look at that big chunk
out of
the front.
All right, Mullins, are you next? Oh, yeah.
All right, Mullins.
So this could
be
ugly.
The only day this guy shows up more than 10 minutes before work.
Now, he's the first person to cut your hair that might actually not like you deep down. So this is somewhat frightening. He's nose to nose with Russell, really sizing him up. What are you thinking, Mullins?
What also was funny, real quick.
I'm just so happy this day has finally come. He tried to ruin this 2 weeks ago by getting a haircut, and here we all are.
When Russell was addressing Mullins moments ago, there were hairs in his mouth from the right. from the cut, and they trickled down to the front of his face,
dude.
And they were in his mouth. So here's Mullins.
Know. Can you tell me, when you get really close and you're staring at him, is this an intimidation tactic? What are you doing here?
I'm trying to intimidate him. I know he can't be comfortable that I'm going to have a bunch of scissors and maybe some clippers in my hand.
It is uncomfortable.
I've never done this before.
I need to see the proof that you donated something. I trust everyone else except
ooh,
for you.
Ooh, Mullins is
cash.
Handing over the 25
he's got cash.
In cash money. All right, so you're now in the clear. So we're going scissors?
You want scissors or clippers? Clippers.
Clippers.
We're going to the Clippers.
What? Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers.
First person with Clippers.
This is good stuff, man. No, I don't really work these.
That's the sound.
That doesn't sound good.
The Clippers are on.
You know what that sounds like? A lot of hair is about to fall.
It sounds like regret to me.
All right.
Here goes Mullins to the front of the hair, straight back in the middle, reaffirming what Josh has already done. Josh and Darren cut out a chunk
from
the middle,
Mullins.
And Mullins doubled down. Oh, that is awful. Oh, my God. Oh, that's really bad.
That looks
clean it up.
So
he's
terrible.
He's cleaning it up. He's cleaning it up.
Why
let him
is
clean
he
it up.
Now yelling at Mullins? Dude,
well, let him clean it up.
Because you took five Clippers.
No, he
donate
didn't.
More money.
He's just cleaning it up. He was only cleaning it up.
He was literally making you look better. By the way, you look, honestly, like if you went out on a date and you like this, you would look silly. I think you would get an invite back to her house looking like this.
In my mouth. And
yeah. There's hair in your mouth.
Stink.
This
look
looks so awful. Is anybody posting pictures as we go to the website? Can I get this right now with this sitting in the middle of it? This is just so good.
Look at that factory.
So here's what we're looking at right now. Top of his head, I would say the size of probably like
a softball.
A softball.
A grapefruit.
There's no hair right in the middle and the top of his head.
That's right.
All the way down to the forehead. But then everywhere else, it just looks like normal Chris Russell.
I mean, this is probably the worst phase, where there's hair everywhere else, and then there's all of a sudden just a gap where there should be hair, but there isn't any.
Dar, I think you're up next.
Brendan Dar-Lago.
Our trusty producer. Dar, I know this day means a lot to you as well.
I can't even begin to tell you how much this means to me. I really want to take his eyebrows. I'm not going to be the one to do it, but if someone does, I could be back.
No! No! No, idiot!
Also, the fear in Russell's face as this is all going on. I've got shame, I will
he's
say.
He's surlier and surlier.
He's getting more and more angry. Oh, this is not going to end well. Now, have you considered at all? Do you know how you'll look bald? Do you have any kind of, like, bumps or any kind of things that are going to show? Do we know?
I mean, I don't know. It's not like I've done a scientific study.
Right.
I mean, I've got some bumps, and I'm sure I'll look worse than I already do.
Perfect. All right, Dar, what are you doing? Clippers or scissors?
Absolutely going Clippers.
Clippers.
All right, so it's Clippers
time. Paul George and the Clippers.
Somehow I don't trust you.
He's covering his eyebrows with his hand. He's
yeah,
very
do that
nervous.
So the hair doesn't get in your face. There's Brendan Dar approaching. He's trying to find a good angle.
By the way,
of origin.
Charles, how do we feel so far? How's everybody doing, do you think, as far as performance? Use your mic.
They're doing really, really good.
All right, you're happy about this?
Yes. Dar's going similarly to where others have gone
before. Why are you buzzing my hand?
All right. Because you're holding your hand in the middle of your hair.
I'm trying to protect my damn eyebrows.
Right, Dar, expanding the patch.
Okay, he's going to the right side.
He's just cleaning it up, Russell. Don't be alarmed.
So we've got a new row starting to the right.
He's just cleaning it up.
That's big. So this is widening now. So what was a softball has now become more of almost the entire top of Russell's head.
Yep.
And but you know what he did? He kind of left the very front bangs on each side.
Which actually is more insulting, if I can say that.
I think that that's even funnier.
It's actually worse.
Like Mullins, who I expected to do whatever he could to ruin Russell's head, was very nice and went straight from the bangs. Dar actually left the bangs, which is a good touch. All right, Danny, are you next?
I will happily go next,
Has anybody not gotten to go yet that wants to go?
Our program director, Chris Kiner, can go.
So let's do this. So next, you lead off next segment. Chris Kiner, our program director. By the way, the PD is getting in the mix. I love that. And then you, Danny, are next, and then I'll come afterwards, and we'll
see
where we're at.
I think this is going to be our lowest-rated hour of the of the three-month period.
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah. Doesn't change a thing.
You'll
I'll say
tell
that right
us,
now.
Right?
I'll let you know.
Grant and Danny, we are shaving Russell's head live on 106.7 The Fan. Go to thefandc.com after we're done, and right now on Twitter, on Instagram, 106.7 The Fan account, to see the progress that we're making. In the most fitting twist ever, Rooster's Grooming Lounge is helping us today as we shave the rooster's head, Chris Russell, live at 106.7 The Fan. Big thanks to our barber, Charles. They've got a couple of locations. And people, if you are trying to look like Chris Russell, who's going to be sexy when this is all said and done.
Why would you want to look like me?
Because you're going to have a great new haircut.
Well, that's
you
true.
Can Very take sleek. Advantage of the great offers from Roosters.
554 12th Street in Arlington. Give them a customized experience with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Hairstylists and barbers are skilled in classic haircutting and styling techniques, but with an eye for current modern men's hair trends, like shaving your head in awkward places, like you do for Chris Russell. Give you that 21st century look you want. Go to roostersmgc.com and book a Roosters Club Cut, which includes a personal consultation, precision haircut with shampoo, massage, and hot towel treatment. Finishes with a style, a brush of powder at the neck, and a splash of aftershave. That's roostersmgc.com.
So you'll notice that there is one person missing from the Grant and Danny radio program down here, Chris. And that's a guy who really did want to get a good pass at your head, and that was Tom Daly.
That's not fair. He's diabolical.
One of our producers. Thommy's upstairs. Thommy, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got
absolutely.
You, buddy.
So it's disappointing that you can't be down here to cut Rooster's hair. So I'm wondering how you're feeling up there, and also if there's anyone that might be able to fill in for you.
Well, if you've noticed, I wanted to have a big reveal last segment, but we couldn't get around to it. There's someone in the room that hasn't been mentioned yet who happens to be wearing a bright red hat.
Oh.
He's someone that Russell trusts just as little as me. So I would have to say that I'm going to hand my snip off to one Chris Lingbach.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's not in the room.
Oh, my
Where
God.
Where is Chris Lingbach?
Is he here? Oh, he's here.
And, and you thought Blue Shorts wasn't going to be here, Rainey.
That's Blue Shorts music.
You're going to take it. You're going to take it. Every bit of it.
Watch out before I kick you.
Give me those slippers. Give me those slippers.
I don't know what bit that is.
Give me those slippers.
Blue Shorts is doing a wacky, angry bit. So, Rainey, this is the person in the building you would least want to have clippers in their hand.
And have access to your hair.
You were happy. You were just celebrating.
Take that hair right off your head.
We've been hiding him up here for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I get it.
He's doing a Vince McMahon.
The Vince.
All right. So, Shorts, can you tell us with whatever voice you want to? What your game plan is here.
I'm going to take the hair right off his head.
Pretty good, Vince.
Any thoughts, Rainey, before he goes to town?
It's nice to see you at work, Blue Shorts. First time since what, October?
You're going to get on your knees and bark like a dog.
He's committed. Here goes.
Uh-oh, Shorts is going to the back.
He's got the shaky hands.
His hands
and he's
are
going
shaking.
To it. Oh.
Why are his hands shaking?
Oh, they're shaking so much.
God.
He's expanded the Patch Adams.
That's enough.
Wow. Okay, first
like
seven.
Like it, don't you? You like it.
I feel like we've lost control of an uncontrollable situation.
Thank you, Shorts.
Thank you, Shorts.
And he's literally leaving. That's it. He did Where, work today.
Where's your donation, dummy?
He walked in and
That's
screamed.
Tom's. It's Tom's donation.
There was no donation, and he just walked out.
That's Tom's concierge.
By the way, I will say, whatever just happened, I'm very confused, but he took maybe the best jump yet because he went right to the back and basically finished what is now a horseshoe on top of the head.
Two things. One, we're fortunate that there are no cuts because Shorts had the shakiest hand I've ever seen for some reason. I don't know why he did, but he did. His hand was quivering. I think he was so committed to the bit that he got like that intense. And second thing is, I promise you, we didn't go, hey, when you come in, make sure you do the Vince McMahon full on, right. Full throttle. We didn't tell him that. That was on his own.
You know how Daniel Day-Lewis becomes the character?
Yes.
I think he just decided at like 9 a.m. today when he woke up. That guy.
Yep.
So his hand was shaking.
No,
in a
this
way
had
that I've never
this
seen.
Had to be the stupid surprise that Dar was threatening me about on Twitter yesterday.
I think that's what happened. I think that's what it was, right?
Russell, there's a couple more.
Oh,
geez. Oh, dear.
All right,
I believe Chris Kinard is up.
Our program director, Chris Kinard, who Russell, the first thing he said when he got here today, CK, he came up to you and he goes, boss, are you really going to let this happen?
I'm going to make it happen. It's going to definitely happen. And here we are. But look, Chris, you're a man of your word. You've turned this into a positive.
Yes.
You're raising some money for charity. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a great show tonight at 6:30. Everyone can listen.
Oh, I can't go home after this?
No, you're on the air tonight.
Damn it.
And it's going to grow back. Unlike me, this will grow back. So it'll be all right.
Any tips for a new member of the bald community?
No, because it's going to grow back. Just, you know what? It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine. Relax. It's going to be okay. You've done a great job. Whatever just happened, that was really weird, but you've done a great job.
It was very
quick
strange.
Round of applause so far for Chris Rock, who has absolutely killed it.
Thank you. We're very happy.
And by the way, if you want to donate, you can. Tell people where they can donate that are listening that couldn't come down here.
Again, JDRF for type 1 diabetes and or the Global Down Syndrome Association, which is national, or the Down Syndrome Association of Northern Virginia. So you can, you know, either one, Capital Chapter, obviously, for JDRF or JDRF National, whatever you decide to do. So.
All right, so CK, now we've got a clear pattern established here where we're working on what looks like a cul-de-sac, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna even it up a little bit because there's a little bit more to this side. I'm going to get it to the right, and we're going to even that out.
So it's a little bit more stage right than it is stage left?
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
All right, so here we go. Without further ado, the program director is going to get the Clippers.
Chris Kinard, an expert in non-hair.
He is not doing a Vince McMahon scream.
Boss, is this retaliation for July 2010 or no?
No.
There goes
considerably less shaky
hands. Chris Kinard.
Was July
2000. Oh, look at that.
Whoa, that's...
Expert hands.
Honestly, that was a guy who's shaved someone's head before.
Yeah, expert hands right there.
He's used to doing this.
So he's cleaning up a couple things, and now the patch is wider. This is a giant patch of non-hair. At this stage, right on top of Russell's
head. We got a friar tuck developing. He's got no hair on top and a lot of hair on the sides. Charles is going to have his work cut out for him, our barber from Roosters. Give me an update. What do you think, Charles? How are we doing here?
We're doing really good. We got a nice horseshoe going right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever
Charles,
come
this
down?
Ain't the Ohio State Buckeyes, man. This is my hair.
All right. Danny?
All right. I have
waiting very patiently.
I have a strategy. I know exactly what I'm doing, so I'm going to put the mic down
and
handle it. So you can take this.
Absolutely. In the meantime, I'll tag in a new color commentator. Dar will hop on up here. All right, so here's what we need. We still have nothing but hair on the sides of both of Russell's heads. Danny, have you given consideration to being the first guy to maybe widen the cul-de-sac a little bit, or are you going to just continue down the back path?
There's too much continuation of the patch that's already kind of established here. I'm going completely differently. I'm going in a completely different direction. Everybody's kind of gone towards the back of his head. I'm going side to side. I'm going to go ear to ear in the back to make it look as wretched as possible.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
You like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you remember a conversation we had down here a couple of weeks ago?
It's all for charity. No, I do not.
I don't know what he's saying, but there was a conversation.
Go ahead and
You're
face forward, please. Face forward, please.
You're supposed to help me out here. Spare me a little bit.
You keep moving. Turn this way. Here we go.
Now, I'm going to go right here from this weird spot that doesn't make any sense, and we're going right across the back in the most insulting fashion possible.
So basically, it looks like a rainbow across the back of Chris Russell's head, but you left just a little bit of what still is the completion of the cul-de-sac that the family lives
in. So, Russell, let me clean this up a little bit for you.
So now he's going to go from the other side and do the exact same thing. Very nicely done by Danny. The first person to really go completely off script. Seemed like the coaching staff put a plan together. You weren't in on that meeting, it sounds like.
I think it was important to – everybody was doing a nice thing, and they're just sort of evening it up. This is a way to make it look terrible and get great photos, which Dar is doing right now.
Yes.
All right.
Danny, if I may, do you mind cleaning this up right here?
There's a spot. I don't want to mess with Russell's glasses.
Yeah, we'll take these off.
Can you take those off real quick,
anyway,
buddy?
Yeah. So Russell's hold this glasses for me, Dar? Are now
thanks.
Off.
I just want to get a good picture.
I think that's reasonable. It's time to take those off anyway. We're getting down toward the side brows.
Yeah, that's the spot.
All right. So Danny has completed the rainbow across the entire back of Russell's head. Very
so
well
again,
done.
We've got the patch, and now we've got a stripe, a racing stripe that barely touches the top patch. And again, I think this is as bad as it can look right now. So here comes Grant Paulson, who's going to take his turn.
So here's what we're good pals, as you know. So I'm not going to necessarily take a whole row. I'm just going to kind of take a few spots.
What if you just
kind of leopard this
the side closest to us? What if you just went front to back?
Right what if, so what we if make
because
cross.
We're good pals.
Oh, I see what you're
and
doing.
And then I'm just going to go there.
Small patches. There. Oh,
small
sure.
Patches everywhere. See what I'm doing here?
So get to the other side and get some patches there.
There's more
here. On
I'm
the back.
Leave my mic with
yeah,
you.
Go ahead, buddy. So Grant's now taking some patches out of the side. He'll be taking patches
right.
out of
I'm
the
gonna
back.
I'm going to get a patch right out of the back.
A couple patches.
So let's go straight down to the head here.
This is nice.
All right.
Nice. Yeah, this
so
is
it's
very
a
nice.
Little bit, we're going to call this like the leopard move,
this
if that
is,
makes
yeah, this
sense.
Is modern art. This is better than the banana with tape. This
and
is
this
a really nice piece.
This one is because you thought the Redskins would get 7 wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this one is because you think they should run the ball and
yeah, this
down.
Is, get the run the ball section.
Well,
yeah,
it's the only thing that they can do on offense.
That's the run the ball know, well section right
I mean,
there.
I mean, this should be, right, this should so be pointed go. Out. Not this hasn't been talked about enough. The fact that I had faith in the – everybody thinks I hate the Redskins. Well – the fact that I was an idiot and picked them to win 7 games for a 5th year in a row, 7 games or more, wasn't that dumb of a bet at the time, but I will never, ever, 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 ever forgive those people for making me do this. Never.
Can I get you to stand up if you don't mind? Because I want to reveal to those of our audience that haven't seen the back of your head yet.
You asked so me to stand up, and then you just raked my head.
Yeah, right. Grant's just taking exactly. other chunks out, irresponsible.
Right. So go ahead and stand up and just show people the back of your head, because I think it's the
look
best.
Look at this. Oh, that is
basically,
something.
I just took like 3 very clean, straight-to-the-skin squares out of the back of Chris Russell's head.
So turn around and face the audience. Very nice.
So this guy is looking great. He's never looked
there
better.
There it is.
All right,
there
next on Grant and Danny. Charles, the actual barber, will finish this off. So
would
we're basically, what guard are we on? We're almost down to the skin as it is, but what guard were we using?
You were using a 1.
Okay, and you're going to go 0?
Yes.
And then we're gonna put shaving cream on him and shave his head with a Bic razor.
Yes.
What?
All right, we will do that next on Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, Chris, Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, reporting from Owings Mills, Maryland with the Ravens. That's a Raven up there. I've been with them a ton this year because they're so freaking good. Listen, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the club. I heard from your buddy Tom, heard the news, and the club is the sexier, more handsome, more dominant-looking men, the bald, closely shorn, shaven, whatever you want to call it. Look, and all those words that I just threw out there, they're all backed up by science. They've done studies. They've asked the women. The women say bald men are sexier. They are more dominant looking. It's evolutionary. I don't know exactly what it is, but it works. And it's going to be more convenient for you. You're going to be cooler in the summertime. You're not going to have to worry about bedhead. That doesn't happen anymore. You're going to look better. You're going to feel better. It's going to be great. It's awesome. So on behalf of all bald men everywhere, we welcome you. We know you're going to be a fantastic member of the Bald Men of America Society. So we're happy for you. Good luck, and welcome to the best part of your life.
From one nice? NFL insider to another.
Wasn't that nice?
Mike Garofalo of NFL Network is very happy to welcome you, Russell, to the Bald Men of America community.
I mean, Mike Garofalo is a good dude, and I appreciate his kind words and his welcome. I did not expect that, so that was a good job by you guys pulling that off. I mean,
that's a Tommy, yeah.
It's well done.
My favorite part of that is when Garofalo said, they asked the women, and the women believe it. The bald men are sexier. The 2 women in the room instinctively shook their heads.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny.
There are only they did, 2
they
women
went, nope.
They're like, nope.
They didn't even look
much.
At each other. They did it. They go, that's not true at all. And they kept looking at their phones.
All right, Charles from Rooster's Grooming Lounge, who people should absolutely look up. There are a couple locations you can go to. Very fitting sponsor today with Rooster being shaved. You are now going to clean up what we have done here. The finished product is that you're going to take this down to zero. So I didn't think we could go lower than we already have. I mean, Russell's essentially bald on the top of his head.
Right, but it's just thin enough where it almost looks worse, if that makes sense, right?
Right.
Like, if you were bald, it's something. This is just a really close head shape. Like, it's not what you would do on a beard when you actually are clean shaven. It's like this... It's like hair weeds. You know what I mean? It's like a thin outcropping that looks sillier. So I think the full bald is the way to go.
So, Charles, what are you now going
thanks,
to do?
Sharon. I am now going to correct this bad haircut that you guys gave him.
All right. So Russell will leave here with a little bit of dignity.
Yeah, Charles, make that as tight as you can because unfortunately I got to work until like way late tonight. So
it is radio. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you're going to be
without your hair.
I don't want to be itching.
You won't be itching.
Are you itchy right now? Or are you very comfortable?
A little bit itchy.
A little bit itchy.
Comfortable.
With the small hairs. Charles is a pro. He knows what to do.
So we'll see what Charles does. Also, the next question is, do you want to keep your beard? Or should we take the whole beard as well?
Take the beard?
Even
things out? No, leave it.
Keep the beard.
Ah, the two women in the room.
It's a tough guy look. Bald head and beard is awesome.
All right, so Charles is going to start correcting.
You sure keep it?
Right now. While Charles gets started, let people know where they can find the Grooming Lodge. They have their locations in Arlington and Reston.
Absolutely.
What should happen?
Rooster's Men's Grooming Service is located at 554 12th Street in Arlington. Gives men a customized experience with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Hairstylists and barbers are skilled in classic haircutting and styling techniques, but with an eye for current modern men's hairstyles to give you that 21st century look you want. Go to roostersmgc.com and book a Rooster's Club Cut, which includes a personal consultation, precision haircut with shampoo, massage, and hot towel treatment. Finishes with a style, a brush of powder at the neck, and a splash of aftershave. That's roostersmgc.com.
Now, Chris, have you made your final prediction on the Redskins' win total at this point? Is this something that we could sucker you into again in the future?
No. No.
Will you ever declare them?
No. I don't care about that team at all. Period. I'm mad at them.
Well, you make your living covering that team. By the way, he is exceptionally bald right
now.
I like being at Capitals games. Let me just say that for the record.
Well, you have your credential just in case the Caps game breaks out.
Are you wearing
all
it?
All
right,
Dukes.
Now? Are you wearing your credentials?
It's on my badge. It's on my employee badge. I have 14 of them. I can't keep them all straight, so I kept my Capitals thing on my employee badge to get in the building.
Simultaneously, by the way, I will say two things. Mm-hmm. One, he is more bald than I anticipated him being.
Yep, I think that's correct,
What did you anticipate?
I don't know. I just thought it would look like there was more hair.
Charles, like, shaving my head with a Bic razor.
There's no guard right now, and it is thin. I mean, it's a low cut right
now. Very, very tight. You can see a lot of skin there. But the other thing I would say is...
Can we just leave it like this?
Simultaneously at the same time, he actually doesn't look terrible.
I'm not kidding you. I like it.
Can we... Jackie, come on up here, please. I need to get the feel of one of the women in the room. And I don't want to speak for everyone, but I would say, as far as Chris Russell haircuts go, if he just showed up at work like this tomorrow and you didn't know any of this happened, what would be your thought?
I think it looks great, actually. Got a nice shaped head. It's definitely bald, but there's a sprinkle of hair there. It's got a nice look. I think it looks good.
Is there a chance you think that this will be the new Rooster haircut? Is there a chance he doesn't grow his hair back out and this is what he does from now on?
I would recommend it. I think it looks good, but you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Sounds like a happy ending.
I'm telling you, bald with a beard is a thing. Russell, you look intimidating. Next time you ask Bill Callahan a question, he's going to answer it. Right? No, he'll answer it directly.
Are you going to go to the next time you're at a press conference?
I was thinking about tomorrow when I get the microphone in front of Larry Michael and in front of Brett Bill Callahan to take off my snow hat and say, see, this is what you bastards did to me.
That's a good way to open the question.
I think that would go well. You'd probably get a
Chris Russell, 106.7 The Fan. This is what you bastards did. Question about Dwayne Haskins. I mean, that would be perfect.
Darren Snyder, David Aldridge, J.P. Finley, Chris Russell. Yeah, this is what you did to me. Also, are you guys going to run the ball a little bit more on 3rd and 16th? How do you feel right now, Russell? Everything okay?
I feel like the Redskins' passing attack, which is to say awful.
You don't feel good.
I'm telling you, it doesn't look bad. We're not just doing a bit. It looks...
And we raised good money for charity.
It looked terrible when we left Patches. When we left Patch Adams, it looked ridiculous, obviously. But now that it's really shorn, is that the right word, shorn?
Shorn.
It's closely cut. I'm telling you, it looks pretty sweet.
How do you feel?
I look younger?
Yeah.
Now, if only I could lose 25 pounds.
Well, we can't help you with that.
Can't help with that.
EMP 180, perhaps. Yeah. So I'm going to donate. I'll donate $250 to each cause. Okay. $250 to each cause.
Nice, buddy.
Danny's made his donation. We are, as a show, happy that you followed through, I will say.
Good for you.
I was very, very worried about you, especially after you got a haircut. I was furious.
At 11:57, when he wasn't here yet, we were concerned.
I mean, we started to think he was going to duck out.
Again, as I've said multiple times on the air, it's unfair that you were that mad about getting a haircut when there was the full belief that the Redskins were going to win 7 in a row to end the year.
I don't think there was that belief.
There was.
You just, I think what you just said says otherwise. We're going to get a picture. We'll post it on the fandc.com. We'll post it on our Twitter account as well. And we'll eat a little lunch thanks to our friends at Paisanos.
Yeah, special thanks to our friends at Paisanos, Temple Hills, Rhode Island Avenue, and Wisconsin Avenue locations. Now for the holidays, take 20% off any catering order over $250 and get half off brownie cookies on all holiday orders. Paisano's not just pizza, but something for everyone. Paisanospizza.com.
Russell, you get the final word on today's experience. I think we all grew today in some way as people.
Yeah, absolutely. I can no longer ever be accused of not fulfilling a bet, number one. Number two, I'm officially announcing my retirement after 25 years of making stupid bets. I will never make another one again. And number three, thanks to Bruce Allen and the Redskins for putting me in this position to raise a lot of good money for JDRF and the Global Down Syndrome Federation Association and the Northern Virginia Association for Down Syndrome.
So, Brendan Darm,
and thanks to everybody here for coming.
Seriously,
donating.
It's a lot of money donated. It's for a good cause, and we've also got one final topping for you here. One last swerve.
You said you forgot your hat, so I just wanted to make sure that you didn't leave here. So everybody could see you bald, so I got you a hat, okay, Russell?
Let's see.
Say Brendan Dar hat, and it appears to be a giant rooster mask. And it is. That looks really uncomfortable.
Oh, it's very nice. So he's got a rooster hat he can wear around. It's not going to fit over his head.
It looks like the worst wrestling gimmick of all time.
He looks like a wrestler.
I mean, there was the Red Rooster, right, or something like that?
All right, so let's get some photos so people can enjoy this listening in their cars. The rooster has
really yank it down
hat
over his face, Star. Let's see, make it uncomfortable. There it is.
The rooster and blue shorts is back. Vince McMahon has shown back up. Grant and Danny, thanking you guys for listening to Chris Russell, getting his head shaved, fulfilling his bet. Be nice to Chris Russell, a man of his word, a man who raised a lot of money for charity. The last hour of our show, a regularly scheduled Grant and Danny. Start.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.